Welcome to another inspirational message from Church on the Rock Powell. Thank you for listening. And if you would like more information, you can visit us at www.therockchurch.co.za.
Hello, awesome church family. It is so good to be with you today. And I really hope I can encourage you today because you really deserve to be encouraged. And you know, for most of us, it's been an exciting year, a long year perhaps for many of us. And many of us are either on holiday right now, or perhaps you're eagerly awaiting your holiday moment. Perhaps some of us, we are working straight through the holidays and we actually have to be at work. And I want to encourage you, even in that, it is good to rest, to find a moment of rest and refueling. In fact, next weekend we get to celebrate Christmas, and that's the very pinnacle of the Christian faith, that God sent his son to be here on earth with us as a savior to one day cover our sins. And so Christmas is a special moment. We get to celebrate with our loved ones, but let's not rush into it or rush through it. Let's not get stuck in the consumerism of it, because this is a beautiful moment that God has set aside for us to actually celebrate his son and what he did for us. And so let's rest, let's breathe it in. You know, the reality is Jesus loves us. That's why we celebrate Christmas. It's the celebration of the love of God. And so let's take that in. You know, this year, my family, Sophia, Jared, and myself, we put the Christmas tree up in the first week of November. And can you believe it? I was never one to do that before, but I just felt really strongly that we needed to this year. And I think I'm starting to understand why. You see, as parents, I'm starting to relate, and maybe parents out there, you can relate, but Christmas is really an expression of the love of a father for his children. And life has become so busy around us. This is just the moment I really want to soak in. I want to enjoy the love of the Father in this Christmas season and just enjoy the peace that Christmas brings. And you know, there's a reason they call Jesus the Prince of Peace. Not only is he the one who brings us peace through relationship with God, but he's also the one who brings us peace in our life, just a calmness, a peace, a stillness. And I wonder if you realize that God is actually calling you to peace. Today we're going to have a look at the book of 1 Kings chapter 19. Specifically, there's a focus here on Elijah the prophet. And I believe there's really something significant for us to notice here. But first, some backstory. I'm taking you to chapter 19, and you're going to find Elijah there. And he is being basically the hero prophet. He's been sent by God not only to end a drought on the land, but also to actually help the prophets of the Lord who were being very heavily persecuted by Queen Jezebel in the land of Samaria. And so it occurs that Elijah, he finds himself in a position where he can actually prove to the prophets of Baal and the whole land in general that God, the God they serve, Baal, is not real, and that the God of the Israelites is the only one true God. And so what he does is essentially sets a bride place, an altar, for both of them and says, hey guys, call on Baal. If Baal is real, call on him. Ask him to light a fire and burn up this offering that we're going to give to him. But of course, and as he already knew, there was no power in the name of Baal, and nothing happens. That God doesn't exist. Then Elijah takes his turn and he calls on God to light the fire on the altar he has created for our God. And of course, it burns. It's in all its glory, it burns. And the people turn on the prophets of Baal and they kill them all. And I know, as gruesome as that sounds, it's actually a great moment for God and Elijah, because this is the event that not only sets in motion the breaking of the drought, but also it sets in motion the understanding that our God is the only true God. And Elijah is brought to a moment where he gets to heavily encourage the people to believe with him that this is it. This is their breakthrough moment. But it turns out, despite Elijah proving that there is only one true God and even breaking the drought, not everyone is happy with this. You know, the queen of Samaria, Jezebel, upon hearing this news, she declares basically, you killed the prophets of Baal, now I'm going to kill you. You see, the prophets of Baal actually ate at the queen's table. These were people she had taken as her own. This was a religion she had taken on as her own. And now Elijah had not only made a fool of them, he'd actually made a fool of her too. And she was rather embarrassed and very angry. And so we find Elijah goes from an absolute high to a frightening low, because he's actually faced down these prophets of Baal. He's triumphed in his faith in God. God has even broken a drought using him as the speaking prophet to do so. And suddenly he's on the run. He is wanted for dead, and the queen is coming after him. And so for a moment, we're just going to turn to the word and actually just read about this. And so this is, once again, this is 1 Kings 19, verse 1 to 9. In the New King James Version, it says, Elijah escapes from Jezebel. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more also if I do not make your life as the one of them by tomorrow about this time, aka you killed them, now you're next. And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he prayed that he might die. And he said, it is enough now, Lord, take my life, for I'm no better than my father's. Did Elijah really believe that? Or was he just perhaps tired, exhausted even, and maybe a little disappointed and depressed with the whole situation? You see, all that he had done had taken it so out of him. But God knew who Elijah was. And even though Elijah's tank was on empty, God knew what he had still called Elijah to do. And so what he does is God sends an angel to look after Elijah. Let's continue with verse number 5. It says, then as he lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat. And he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him. And he said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. So he arose and ate and drank. And he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the mountain of God. See, God nursed Elijah back to health with the use of rest and sleep and good, well-cooked, healthy food, and he set him in strength again. You see, God saw when Elijah was tired, and he said, my child, you actually need to rest. He even sent an angel to actually look after Elijah. And it was only once Elijah was regaining his strength that God began to re-challenge Elijah. And so in verse 9, it says that Elijah went into a cave, and there he went into a cave and spent the night in that place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? What are you doing in the cave of discouragement, my child? God asked him. Do you remember who your God is? Do you remember what he has done for you? Do you remember the calling that I've given you, or have you forgotten? You see, God knew there was more ahead for Elijah. And so God in chapter 20 has many people for Elijah to anoint, kings and prophets. The battle that God had started against the prophets of Baal was far from over, and Elijah was the one God had chosen for this calling. But first, he needed to work on Elijah. He needed to give Elijah rest. Exhaustion had brought Elijah basically to his knees. There had been great victories, but Elijah was only human. God needed him to rest and regain his strength before God was able to use him again for mighty works. And so I want to just say this to you today. You know what? You are only human, and it's okay if you get tired, but it is so good if you can remain walking in God's calling. God has rest for you, and God has more for you as well. God wants you to rest now so that what he has for you in the future can be strong. You know, we are heading into the holidays, and this is a time to take rest. The whole world is taking rest. We've had big years. God has called us to do many things. And I think particularly of our dream team and our life group leaders who have poured extra into others so others may live. And we just want to say thank you for all you have done. But you have faced great feats of faith. You've been asked to pull out extra strength, and you have been so faithful in that. And I wonder now if you will actually allow yourself to rest and refuel so that you can return to what God is doing stronger than before. And so I want to encourage you to do three things this holiday season. The first thing I want to encourage you to do is I want to encourage you to rest. Rest is godly. And you know how I know this? This is how. How can you be effective for God if you don't rest? You see, Elijah was exhausted. He had stretched his faith and been effective in leading others to faith and miracles. But in his moment of exhaustion, God was gracious to him. And God sent his angel who said, Elijah, eat, regain your strength. Elijah, sleep, you need to rest. And do you know that God actually enjoys it just as much when you rest as when you work? If you don't believe me, turn to Psalm 127, verse 2. The Message Bible says, it is useless to rise early and go to bed late and work your worried fingers to the bone. The key word there being worried, right? Don't you know he enjoys giving rest to those he loves? Some of you need to rest this Christmas season. God has used you mightily, and you need to take a good dose of godly rest now. You need to go to bed earlier, perhaps. I know it's practical, but some of us just need to go to bed earlier, or maybe sleep a little longer in the morning. Perhaps you just need to take a moment of solitude or quietness, a cup of coffee alone in the morning as the sun is rising. But you need to rest. It's okay to rest. It is godly to rest. And so we need to carve our time in our lives to rest. The second thing we can do this holiday is we need to refuel ourselves. Refuel. You know, good, healthy food and company can refuel us. God sent Elijah an angel as a friend, and that friend brought some good strengthening food and told him to rest and encouraged him just resting. We need good company. We crave good company. But you know what? For the most part, we actually fill ourselves up with things that aren't good for us. We are overfed and undernourished. Social media, TV, it's filling us up. And why do we actually spend so much time taking up things that actually poison our souls? It is not at all good for us. I'm saying this in all love, and I'm speaking to myself here too. I convict myself every day when I find myself scrolling through my phone. Do we really think this is healthy? Do we really think that this much TV is healthy? Do we really believe that hours of Instagram scrolling is going to do good for our soul? Let's rather get out and go do healthy, positive things with our time. God has blessed us with time and family and friends. And so let's spend time with our family. Let's spend time with our good, encouraging Christian friends. Let's go eat or cook good, healthy food. Let's go take good rest. And most importantly, let's actually be in the presence of the Lord. We spend so much of our time giving it maybe to people or to things, social media. But how much of our time do we actually give to God? The strength that you have right now, it's not enough to take you the full journey that God has for you. And that's actually an exciting thing. So learn to stop, stop, rest, and eat of the goodness of God and His Word. Learn to refuel in the goodness of God's presence and to gain strength from His encouragement and His love for you. If you just spend time in His Word, if you just spend time praying to Him, I promise you, you are going to feel that love and encouragement coming through. And lastly, I want to encourage you, the third thing is to return. Return to the task the Lord has given you. 2023 is coming, and your whole life ahead of you after that. And God is wanting to use you for good things. So after you have rested, it's time to return to Him. Ephesians 2 verse 10 in the ESV says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we should walk in them." You know what? God has prepared good things for us to do. And so don't despise your calling. We are all called to do the good works of God, to see people saved, to see our families get to know Jesus, to do the good work of the church and serve and be part of what God is doing. So love what God has given you and build it. And so today in closing, I want to encourage you, rest. It's not only good for you, it's biblical. Jesus rested. He took a huge amount of time just to pull away and be with His Father. He took moments to go out on a boat alone. He would do these things because he knew it was healthy for his soul, and he knew that he had a calling ahead of him and that God was going to use him. He rested often and well, and we would do well to follow his example. And so I'm just going to pray for you in a moment, because I understand that it is difficult for many of us. We are Christians, we are hardworking people, and we love the purpose that God has given us. But at the same time, I believe this is a moment where God can really pull us into a healthy rest. And so I'm just going to pray for you guys. Why don't you just close your eyes wherever you are, as we just trust with God. God, we thank you that as we enter this Christmas season, God, we can enter your rest. And so God, we just pray right now that you will fill us with your peace. God, we pray that you will fill us with your love. God, would you give us moments of rest? And God, would you help us to be disciplined enough to carve out those times to rest and refuel, God, so that we can return again to you in the new year, stronger than we were before. God, we thank you for the purpose you have called us to. And God, would you please allow us to walk in it, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen, awesome church. You know what? There's one more group of people I want to pray for. And you might have be in a place where you're saying, you know what, Cam, I really knew God well, but life has taken its toll on me, and I've really taken too many steps back. I don't feel that I'm in a proper relationship with Jesus. Or perhaps you're in a place where you've never been in a relationship with Jesus, and maybe that's why you're even here today. You just felt this need to know more about Him, and you found yourself here. I don't believe that it's by accident. I believe that Jesus actually wants a real relationship with you. And so He's calling to you today to say, come and be my son or daughter. Be in relationship with me. And so I'm going to do a prayer right now. And if you want to be part of it, you can just join in. And we're going to pray. And we're actually just going to trust that God is going to take you in as a son or daughter. And so this is a salvation prayer. Amen. How good is that? And so wherever you are, why don't you pray this with me, if you are just trusting for God to enter your life and just to commit to a relationship with Him. Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sin. I believe you died for me. I believe God raised you from the dead. Today, I'm making you my Lord and Savior. Thank you for a brand new beginning. I'll never be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. How awesome is that? Well done if that was your first time decision or even a recommitment. I just want to encourage you, God has so much more for you than what you can see right now. Just be in His presence. Just enjoy His rest this season. Everyone, have the most amazing rest of your Sunday. We'll see you next week.